All right, we are joined by Ron Shira in the studio. He's got an initiative called Covers for Good. I guess, first of all, Ron, thank you so much for being in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So, Covers for Good, you're recording music for a good cause. I mean, that's sort of the long and the short of it, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. I'll take you back to the start.
Yes.
My wife and I, Carol, we've been singing together for 40-some years, married for over 42, and it was music that brought us together. She would ask me to play guitar for her. When she was asked to sing at a function, she was lead singer in a band. I was lead singer guitarist in another band, and it just led to us singing and playing together and getting to know each other and falling in love and getting married.
Isn't that just incredible how the arts can do that?
Yes, it was a real blessing. So anyway, during COVID, I started picking my guitar up a lot more often, had a lot more time. I said, Carol, you know, we should record a couple songs just as a memory, a family memory. And pretty soon two songs became nine. And we went to see Bart McKay here in Saskatoon. And we did a CD with eight songs. And then we have another song, Merry Christmas, Mary, which is not on the CD, but it can be streamed.
You know, I'll say this, there's probably a grand percentage of music that we're playing on the air that went through Bart McKay's studio.
Yep.
They do an incredible job.
So he is incredible.
Tell me about the CD, I guess, first and foremost. Covers for Good, obviously, they're cover songs. What sort of range of different songs are on the CD?
Well, we've got some George Strait, some Alan Jackson, You're Only Lonely, J.D. Southers takes us right back to the late 70s, Sultans of Swing, Dire Straits, we do that. So it kind of ranges from the late 70s into the 90s country. So
the good stuff.
For us, that was the good stuff. That's what we used to listen to for sure.
That's the covers portion of this covered, but it's for good. So these are for sale and there's 100% of the proceeds going to charity.
We decided that we did this as a memory for our family. So we got our four kids involved. So it's Carol and I and our four kids. We did all of the vocals and the instruments here in Saskatoon with Bart. Then we sent it down to Nashville. And had Janae Fleener do our fiddle work, and Eddie Dunlap did our steel guitar. Bart, of course, with his piano keyboard, he's phenomenal. So we added that after. And we just decided that we had what we wanted. We had a memory for our family.
Sure, yeah.
And we were going to donate 100% of anything we could raise.
Wow, incredible. So first and foremost, when people listen to this, you guys got the full production going on this. Like, there is some production value to this.
There is. I just set the bar all the way through. Let's make it the best it can be.
This is
our family memory, so let's make it the best it can be. And he was phenomenal to work with.
And we'll get to where people can get a copy of this in just a moment. But let's talk about the charities that you have chosen to support this runaround.
Right. Well, we started out just helping the charities, certain charities around Spiritwood, our hometown, Leaville, Shell Lake. We probably helped to raise somewhere in the neighborhood of $10,000 so far out there.
Incredible.
And we started talking to St. Paul's Hospital because they're near and dear to our hearts. We've been supporting them for quite a number of years. St. Paul's just seems to always be doing things that will help the community and the province. And, you know, you look at the kidney care campaigning, By Your Side Kidney Care campaign, that's wonderful. So we're going to be supporting that. But last week, Carol and I had the opportunity to go down and do the love cart.
Yes. You were just telling me about the love card. Not everybody knows what the love card is. So how exactly does that work?
Well, the love card started at St. Paul's during COVID. And the staff, of course, was under a lot of pressure at that time, and they started a love cart. So they go out with a cart or two with a bunch of goodies on it, socks and trinkets and treats and different things. And it was amazing. Then they go floor to floor. So what you have when you get there, when Carol and I were doing it, we got to see this firsthand. Some people are running towards and saying, hey, the love cart's here. And
they're cheering.
They're cheering and clapping. And other people are going the other direction to get the rest of the staff to bring them.
Wow.
So it's really good. They appreciate it so much. And it's a morale builder. And it's just really worked well for St. Paul's. And
that must have really struck a chord, like just seeing how their faces light up when that comes through.
Absolutely. And I've been in business for 49 years and an employer. So I know how important it is to help your staff to feel appreciated. They need to feel loved and appreciated.
Yes.
And that's what St. Paul's is doing through this. So tomorrow, Giving Tuesday, Carol and I have pledged to match up to $10,000 of anything that's donated tomorrow.
Wow.
So we're hoping people step up, and we're hoping we spend that full $10,000.
So we're talking about supporting, of course, the Love Card initiative that's going on at St. Paul's Hospital, but also the By Your Side Kidney campaign.
Yes, that's been a campaign they've been running for a while now,
mm-hmm.
and we're just going to get involved. Once the Giving Tuesday is done, then we will start marketing our CD and pushing it a little bit more, and any proceeds 100% is going to go to the By Your Side Kidney Care campaign. And I don't know if you're familiar, I don't know at all about this either, but 10% of Saskatchewan residents are affected by kidney disease.
Yeah, that's incredible.
It's amazing. And especially in some of our remote communities, what St. Paul's is doing is trying to help them for early detection and to be treated early enough so that they don't have to end up on dialysis so they can be with their families.
You know, I'm no doctor, but this can be the difference between lives being saved.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
First and foremost, Giving Tuesday, definitely consider giving to either one of these initiatives.
Yes.
And then let's talk about the CD. So Covers for Good.
Mm-hmm.
So this is available now?
It's available now. Yeah, I have them in my possession. We're not out there marketing them. We're not professionals.
Yeah.
And it's not like everybody's been waiting. Oh, we can't wait for you guys to do a CD. We did this as a family memory.
Yeah.
But it turned out pretty good, and we think people will enjoy the music. And we have a website, www.coversforgood.com.
Coversforgood.com. Very easy to remember.
Yep.
And we'll be putting this interview up at cjwwradio.com. And along with the interview, we'll include a link to the website. And that website is where people can purchase copies of the CD.
Exactly, yes. You can contact me from the website. Tell me how many CDs you want, or if you want to donate, and we will get the CDs to you. And and as well, any donations, St. Paul's Hospital will issue an official donation receipt. And if you buy a CD, we have to deduct $3 from that because there's some value in the CD. So
if there's one thing that our listening audience really appreciates, it's the sound of some classic country, and mm-hmm. especially knowing that it's done by a local man. So you said you're from Spiritwood area.
Yep. We are.
Incredible. Yeah. Well, again, that is Covers for Good from Ron Shearer. And again, supporting the Love Card campaign and the By Your Side Kidney campaign at St. Paul's Hospital. Definitely take a moment, peruse the website. That's coversforgood.com. You can learn all about the project. I checked out the website. There's a bit of a write-up on the origin of this and
history.
Everything. Amazing. So go and check that out. Please consider giving on this Giving Tuesday to St. Paul's Hospital and have those donations double the impact, really.
Exactly.
This project isn't just you. Like you said, your family is involved. Any honorable shout-outs to the incredible musicianship on this CD?
Oh, absolutely. Our three sons are phenomenal musicians, and this was a chance for them to go into a recording studio for me. We've never done this before.
Yeah.
And to practice and prepare and try to make something that was really well done. So.
And just, you know, as a personal question, what was it like going into that studio together as a family?
Well, we went in individually, really.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Because you recorded the tracks, one track at a time, right? And we laid down the tracks, and everybody had to prepare and practice their parts and go in and then do it. So, yeah, it was a little nerve-wracking. You know, Bart works with a lot of excellent singers and musicians.
Ron Shearer, thank you so much, and best of luck with the CD.
You're very welcome. Thank you.